Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Ujima Spirit Podcast. I am your host, Tika Taylor. Today's topic is fatigue. What causes fatigue and what are the different types of fatigue? Now, we hear people say this all the time. I'm so tired. This is a common complaint from most people. This state of feeling constantly tired, weak, and sleepy is called fatigue. Usually, being fatigued is a symptom of another condition. Millions of people globally are suffering from fatigue. Some have to get medical attention to find out the causes of their fatigue. Being fatigued includes a variety of symptoms, which could include the following. Tiredness and drowsiness. No matter what you do, you feel so tired and you feel drowsy. Reduce energy level. You just can't seem to get enough energy to do anything. Headache and body ache. Everything hurts in your body. Muscle soreness and weakness. Dizziness. Gastrointestinal problems. Constipation, abdominal pain, diarrhea, or bloating. Slow reflex and response. Hallucinations. Vision problems. And blurry visions, poor concentration and inability to pay attention, memory loss on a short-term basis, lower immunity, moodiness and irritability. You're just irritated all the time, unmotivated. If you feel any of these symptoms, there's a possibility that you suffer from fatigue. Now, the duration of fatigue. All fatigue are not alike. They have different durations. That means that it lasts for a certain amount of time. Now we have acute fatigue. This is something that suddenly appears due to a specific problem, but it's temporary. The fatigue is resolved once the condition is addressed. We have prolonged fatigue. This type of fatigue can be constant and persistent for a longer period of time, but eventually it's going to end. We have chronic fatigue. This type of fatigue usually lasts for at least 6 consecutive months and may be persistent for an indefinite period of time. So when you find out that you have fatigue, you have to see which type of fatigue you have. You have acute fatigue, prolonged fatigue, or chronic fatigue. Now, fatigue is caused by many different factors, conditions, and situations. Sometimes it can be a combination of things that causes fatigue. Now, let's review some of the common causes. When someone is suffering from fatigue, it can be a variety of things. It could be from physical exhaustion. That is the cause of your fatigue. You're overworking, you're burnt out because you put too much strain on your body, which can cause fatigue. Now, continuously working without rest or break is definitely something that's going to lead to fatigue. You're lifting heavy objects and engaging in laborious activities. You overbook yourself. You're constantly maintaining a busy schedule. You're engaging in multiple chores simultaneously. These things will cause fatigue. These are just common things. People do this all the time. We live in a society where we're so busy. We're hustling and bustling. We're trying to multitask, do many things at the same time. And we can cause ourselves to be physically exhausted. We use all our energies. We don't have any more energy. So the body needs to rest. And the only way the body can make sure it gets its proper rest is to display signs of fatigue. And once you start getting extremely tired, drowsy, and sleepy, you're going to find your way to that bed. You're going to take a minute to rest. Another cause of fatigue, which is insomnia. Insomnia, if you are deprived of sleep, you lack the proper amount of sleep, less than 78 hours, 7 or 8 hours of sleep, you are considered sleep deprived. You're suffering from deprivation of sleep if you don't get at least 7 to 8 hours. That's what they say. Now, everybody's body is different. Some people can function with 5 or 6, and it's not really a problem for them. But the majority of people need at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep to be able to function. Now, because they're not getting this amount of sleep, they can suffer from fatigue. Now, the reason why some people experience insomnia, because some of them have sleep disturbance and sleep disorders. They're waking up in the middle of the night. They're having nightmares. Maybe they have a partner who's snoring. Maybe they're sleeping in a noisy environment. Maybe they're getting up sleepwalking, sleep talking, or sleep fighting. Some people may have some medical problems that cause them to experience insomnia. They can't sleep. Why? Because they have acid reflux. They have chronic pain. They have restless leg syndrome. They have sleep apnea. They have allergies. Some other factors can contribute to insomnia. If you have a bedroom temperature that's not good for you, maybe it's too cold or it's too hot, that can disturb your sleep. Too much light, not enough light. If you're eating and drinking before going to sleep, you have to keep getting up to use the bathroom. Using screen time, whether you're using the TV, computers, the smartphone, all right, these screen times before bed, immediately before bed, can cause you to experience insomnia. So insomnia is definitely one of the main causes why people are exhausted. If you don't get enough sleep, you're gonna be tired. There's no way around it. Sometimes people try to do so much in one day. They try to put everything into the day and they get so exhausted and they think that that's gonna make them fall asleep. It has the opposite effect. It makes them restless and they can't sleep. Sometimes people have a racing mind. They're always thinking about something, thinking about their problems, the stress. They have anxiety, panic attacks, and they can't sleep, right? So if you could solve your insomnia problem, then you can kind of solve your exhaustion problem. You won't be as fatigued. All right. The next reason why people experience fatigue is stress and trauma. If you're experiencing stressful situations and traumatic events, these things can cause a symptom of fatigue. The mind can become distressed, disturbed, and overwhelmed, which can negatively affect the body. People who have no support system and poor coping skills have increased stress. They're all common. These things are common. Stress and trauma, these things are common occurrences. These things happen as a result of life events. Life events can cause fatigue. If you experience grief, okay, you're suffering from a loss. Maybe you're separated or divorced. Somebody died in your family. You know, you had to relocate, migrate. You have financial hardship, pregnancy and parenting, relationship and domestic violence issues. All these things can produce stress, and the stress can definitely cause fatigue. That is a common occurrence. Now, mental and emotional disorders. If you have a mental or emotional disorder, you can suffer from fatigue. This is a common sign for people experiencing emotional and mental problems, such as depression, anxiety. If you're bipolar or you suffer from paranoia, you have other health problems, this can definitely cause fatigue. All right? Now, medical problems. Some people, their fatigue is caused by a medical problem. Some diseases may trigger the symptoms of fatigue. The body is overwhelmed. It's working hard to heal itself. Certain illnesses can directly cause fatigue. Something as common as the flu and cold can cause you to be extremely tired. The body has to heal. The body has to rest. Cardiovascular problems. You have any heart problems, it can cause you to be exhausted and tired. You have anemia. You're anemic. Respiratory infections, diabetes, cancer, arthritis, inflammation, HIV and AIDS. You have hormonal problems. All these things can definitely cause fatigue, arthritis, inflammation, even hormonal contraceptions. If you're taking birth control pills, that can cause you to be tired and exhausted. If you have Gulf War syndrome, you ever had a stroke, kidney disease, liver problems, tuberculosis, pneumonia, asthma, autoimmune disease, thyroid and hormone disorder. Some people are diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. This condition may be caused by a virus, weakened immune system, or hormonal imbalance. It's mostly diagnosed in women in their 40s and 50s, but anyone can suffer from it. All right, so medical problems, that's a reason why people become fatigued. Employment, if you're working, you have a heavy workload, you're working overtime, double time, you have multiple jobs, you have night and rotating shifts, you have work conflicts and problems, you're doing a repetitive task and assignment, poor working environment, work violence, bullying and harassment, that will definitely cause you to be tired. If you're mentally tired, you're physically tired, it will cause fatigue. Now, drugs and alcohol addiction. If you experience substance abuse, if you're a substance abuser, you can suffer from fatigue due to the excessive amount of chemical usage and dependency. This condition can cause the body to be depleted of its natural energy and produce physical exhaustion, especially binge consumption. If you're binging on alcohol and drugs, that can cause a lack of sleep. It can cause you not to eat properly and cause the body to undergo stress. Some medicine prescribed or over-the-counter can cause fatigue as a side effect. If you're taking antidepressants, steroids, antihistamine, antihypertensive and sedative, taking too much caffeine can cause fatigue when the person crashes after prolonged use. Right? Poor diet. You have a poor diet. You lack the proper nutrients, vitamins and minerals and calories. These things can cause physical tiredness. The body doesn't have what it needs to function and operate properly. This deficiency can lead to diseases, insomnia, and stress that can cause more fatigue. Being overweight or underweight can cause fatigue, especially for people suffering from eating disorders. You have obesity, anorexia, and bulimia, you can definitely suffer from exhaustion. You're tired all the time. If you have food allergies and intolerance to certain type of food, these things can lead to fatigue. All right? This is a serious problem. So basically, if you have food allergies and intolerance, these symptoms can be a sign of fatigue, especially if it's 10 to 30 minutes after you eat. If all of a sudden, after 10 to 30 minutes after you eat, you start to feel sleepy and tired, that could be due to food allergy and food intolerance. All right, another reason of fatigue is lack of exercise and fitness. If you're not getting sufficient amount of physical activity, that can cause the body to become fatigued. Building, stretching, and conditioning and strengthening the body can decrease fatigue. All right, so the lack of exercise can cause fatigue. And of course, overexerting yourself and doing too much exercise can definitely cause fatigue as well. Now, dehydration can cause fatigue. If the body is not provided adequate amount of water, this can cause fatigue. Water is needed for the basic operation and function of the body. If you are dehydrated, you will be tired. You will feel tired and drained and lethargic and lack energy. Now, your lifestyle could be causing you to be fatigued. Some lifestyle expose people to more unhealthy habits, negative patterns, and life stressors, which can cause fatigue. If you're involved in gangs and mafia, you're involved in prostitution, you know, you're involved in all kind of crime and illegal activities, these things can definitely lead to you being fatigued. You're being fatigued emotionally, and you're being fatigued mentally and physically. So these things could definitely cause fatigue. Your lifestyle. If you don't have any of the other problems that we talk about, it could be your lifestyle that's causing you to be so tired. Now, environmental factors. Exposure to environmental chemicals, pollutants, and toxins can cause fatigue in some people. Also, societal problems can produce high levels of stress and trauma, which can produce fatigue. Sexism, racism, classism, war, crime, natural disasters, poverty, all these things can definitely cause people to be stressed out. And if you're stressed out, then you can be fatigued, right? Now, let's discuss the negative effects of fatigue. If you're fatigued all the time, what can happen? Now, that can negatively impact the quality of your life. It can damage your self-esteem. You can have insecurities, low self-confidence, and a feeling of being hopeless or powerless. It can damage your self-image. If you're constantly tired and drained and exhausted, you can have negative self-image. You can see yourself as not being as productive or being as successful as other people. You can develop emotional and mental health issues. You can engage in substance abuse just to cope with the symptoms of fatigue. You can have personal and intimate relationships problems. Your relationships may deteriorate because you are lacking the energy to really put time and effort to make your relationship work. You can develop the inability to function properly and normally during certain life activities. Energy is everything. If you're lacking energy, you're lacking stamina, you don't have no strength, you don't have no motivation, of course that is going to interfere with your life's function. Okay, you can cause decreased cognitive performance. You're not able to think straight. You can't focus. You can't pay attention because you're tired. Reduced productivity, and it makes completing a task difficult. Unable to operate motor vehicle and machinery safely. If you are tired, you are advised to stay away from driving. Stay away from operating machines because you can fall asleep and you can definitely injure yourself or kill yourself. And of course, you can kill or injure somebody else. Social withdrawal. If you're tired all the time, you're going to want to lay down and go to sleep somewhere. If you're socially withdrawing, you may experience loneliness. You may be alone for a long period of time. Possible loss of income due to being unable to work and to do your job effectively or efficiently, right? These are some of the things that can happen to people when they experience fatigue. Now, let's talk about the different types of fatigue. Because a lot of people don't understand there are different types of fatigue. They think that all fatigues are just fatigues. They think that if you're tired, you're tired. All tiredness, all of them, all the different types of tiredness or fatigue are basically the same. That's what people believe. But that's not true. We have different types of fatigues. So let's go ahead on and explore the different types of fatigues. And people will be surprised the many different types of fatigues that we have. Let's go ahead and get started. Now we have worker or occupational fatigue. All right. People who are working specific jobs can be exposed to different factors that make them more vulnerable to experience work fatigue. If you're working multiple jobs simultaneously, if your job involves strenuous and laborious work, you're doing tedious and repetitive tasks, you work in a very stressful and demanding environment, your work is toxic and dysfunctional. The environment, that is. You have low or very, very, very low job satisfaction. Low or no job satisfaction. Let's be specific. You have workplace violence. You experience bullying and sexual harassment in your workplace. Inadequate training. Your supervisor or your employer did not provide you with adequate training. You have inflexible work policies and standards. Right? If you work in a difficult environment, you on call all the time. You can never say you have a set schedule where you could just relax and know that you're off. You're working overtime, night shifts, and unpredictable work schedules. Now, that will definitely cause you to have workers or occupational fatigue. This is a fatigue that happens to people who work in certain jobs. Now, there are specific professions that have a high rate of mental and physical fatigue. Now, I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with that. There are a lot of jobs. Make sure that you're aware of the job so you don't enter these professions, because if you do, you're going to have a higher rate of mental and physical fatigue. Police officers, they have higher rate of occupational fatigue. Military personnel, lawyers, correctional officers, disaster workers, education workers, and teachers, firefighters, healthcare workers, to include doctors and nurses, human service workers, to include social workers. Okay? Workers in these fields have higher level of the following: high levels of absenteeism. They don't go to work because they are tired and exhausted. High levels of job stress and burnout. High turnover and high rate of resignation. People retire or they just resign. High levels of mental health problems, to include post-traumatic stress disorder, and high suicide rates. Lower levels of productivity and effectiveness. Some of these people develop negative personality changes because they are in a hazardous or in a very stressful work environment. Now, a personality change can include socially dysfunctional thinking. Right? These people start thinking weird or different, and that's not better. It's usually is for the worse. Now, they may also experience decline physical health. They have cardiovascular problems or disease, chronic pain, and suppressed immunity. Workers in these fields may be exposed to physical injuries, mutilation on the job, suicides, accidents, crimes, illness, threats, violence, and even death in the line of duty. These workers can experience what is known as dual role conflict because they bring what happens on the job to their home. They bring stress, trauma, dysfunctional behavior, violence, hypervigilance, power and control issues that they got from their jobs, they bring it to the home. So they don't know the difference between being home and at work. Whatever they do on the job, they want to bring it to the house. Now that is exhausting, mentally and physically. This can cause problems with their personal and home life. They can displace their work emotions. If they experience anger, rage, frustration on the job, they bring it home. And they transfer or project these things onto their family. And this can lead to domestic violence. They can experience withdrawal and isolation at home because of these problems. They can also become desensitized, sarcastic, pessimistic, emotionally detached, and cynical due to their work environment. So this is a serious problem. All right. This is called worker or occupational fatigue. This is something that happens to people on the job. They are in jobs in which they are tired. The jobs are stressful and overwhelming. Okay, they are tired. They are tired, right? Somebody come home and say, "I'm so tired." And if you are one of these fields that we just discussed, obviously, you know, these fields are known to be highly stressful, right? Continuing. We have compassion and empathy fatigue. People who are working directly with or assisting individuals who are victims can experience compassion fatigue. They're exposed to victims of poverty, homelessness, violence, sexual assault, crimes, natural disasters, war, trauma, and diseases. They have to constantly or repeatedly deal with human pain, suffering, stress, trauma, suffering, problem, deprivation, exploitation, and oppression. This exposure may cause these people to become less empathetic, desensitized, and detached to other people's problems. This happens as a result of emotional exhaustion or fatigue. Human beings are not naturally wired to deal with constant stress or trauma. So in order to protect themselves, the human mind and heart will shut down its ability to keep processing these negative things. It has to emotionally depersonalize the situation and detach from the negative emotions that come with it. Desensitization becomes a coping mechanism to deal with human suffering. So we see people who have compassion and empathy fatigue. They're tired. After a while, they just keep being exposed to all this pain and suffering. They keep feeling sorry for people. They keep putting themselves in people's shoes who are hurting. After a while, they become emotionally, mentally, and physically drained. They can't do it anymore. So they experience compassion and empathy fatigue. Continuing, caretaker fatigue. This is very, very common. People who are providing general care for family members who are sick, disabled, institutionalized, or dependent can experience this type of fatigue. They can become overwhelmed due to taking all this responsibility without respite or assistance. They can become sleep deprived, burnout, and stress out. They can experience compassion fatigue and become desensitized. When this takes place, they may lack motivation to continue providing care. They can experience trauma, lack of energy, mood swings, and irritability. They can become depressed and eventually become substance abusers because they cannot cope with the problem. Now, the substance they're abusing may just be caffeine. They're trying to stay up. Sleeping pills, trying to get some sleep because they're so exhausted. They could be taking a lot of energy drinks, which have a lot of caffeine, just to have energy to take care of their relatives. They may smoke cigarettes. They need nicotine. They may be using anti-anxiety or antidepressant medication. And sometimes they end up abusing these substances because they overuse them. They can experience hopelessness, helplessness, and even become suicidal. People who are natural healers, empaths, and givers can also suffer from caretaker fatigue. They are so busy trying to take care of people's emotional and spiritual needs that they become depleted and drained themselves. They become overwhelmed. They become exhausted, right? So a lot of people who like to take care of other people because of their family, their friends, or relatives, their caretakers, they get fatigue. They become tired. They can't take it no more. They have to take a break. As human beings, we're not made to constantly be in a stressful environment. So people who provide care, they need to take a break. They need to have somebody relieve them of these responsibilities just for a couple hours or maybe a couple days so they can go ahead on and get healing for themselves. If not, they will become fatigued. Donor fatigue. People who were accustomed to donating to charitable groups, international communities, religious organizations, and needy individuals become exhausted. They become exhausted and they can experience donor fatigue. Also, these individuals experience compassion fatigue because they are constantly giving and doing because they care about people who are going through problems, crisis, tragic events, natural disasters, and man-made conflicts. It becomes very stressful and exhausting physically and mentally just dealing with all these negative events. These individuals can experience secondary trauma just attending these events. They're engaged in activities and programs that specifically focus on human suffering. This can be exhausting. They can experience feelings of hopelessness, and they can feel like they're not really doing anything to help because the problem keeps reoccurring. So these people, they're used to giving, even if they're giving material things or they're giving of their time to volunteer, they can experience fatigue, donor fatigue. Either they're giving their time, their money, or their efforts. They're putting their energy out there. They can get tired, right? Let's talk about information fatigue. Now, Some people may not be aware that information fatigue exists, but this is very real. People who are constantly exposed to information overload can suffer from information fatigue. Obtaining excessive daily information through social media, books, television programs, newspapers, advertisement, and documentary will cause mental exhaustion. The mind becomes overwhelmed and stressed due to the lack of capacity to process all this information. The mind becomes crowded with information, which can cause problems, confusion, indecisiveness, lack of focus and concentration. These individuals who are suffering from information fatigue may display the following behaviors: obsessed with viewing more information than is needed, need multiple information resources for research, preoccupied with copying, storing, recording, and preserving excessive information. Individuals with certain interests in obtaining information may be more prone to suffering from information fatigue. These individuals who are in the information business, these are the people who tend to suffer from information fatigue. People who are researchers by profession, or they're just personal researchers. They just like to research information. Sometimes they just get overwhelmed. It's too much. Okay, writers who need to get information in order for them to write, whether it's a fiction story or nonfiction. People who are librarians, they manage books. People who are scholars, professors, journalists, content creators, podcasters, or media specialists. These people constantly have to deal with information. And sometimes they can get exhausted. They can become tired. Someone doing a podcast requires a lot of research. It requires a lot of work. Some people take it for granted. They think that people just like to talk, but you got to know what you're talking about. So if you're going to talk, you're going to share information, you have to make sure you have the correct information. So you have to do a lot of research. You have to go through a lot of books, a lot of articles, listen to a lot of documentaries, attend workshops and lectures. Sometimes you could become tired. It's called information overload. Most people tend to become exhausted because they are constantly being exposed to excessive information, not because they're personally seeking to get information. The information become overwhelming and unmanageable, leading to information exhaustion. This can be a deliberate act to cause mental confusion or to manipulate the minds of the masses in order to prevent critical thinking. This can be a form of distraction and procrastination to prevent people from taking action or solving problems, right? So sometimes people can deliberately overload people with information so they won't really think. They're so busy processing information that they won't use their critical thinking skills. They won't really focus on one aspect of the information because they're being bombarded repeatedly by so much information. So this can be a tactic to cause people to become distracted, disillusioned, or just get people to get lost, right? And who's using that? Sometimes, you know, governments use that. It's called propaganda. They overemphasize on information and they give too much information, or they give mixed information. People are so confused, they don't know what to think. And so if they don't know what to think, then they won't take any action, right? Continuing, we have performer's fatigue. This is something that's very common. Performer's fatigue. People who are involved in the creative arts, entertainment industry, and the sport field can suffer from performer's fatigue. Artists, musicians, actors, actresses, designers, singers, dancers, writers, and athletes. They can become mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausted from performing over a period of time without taking a break. They become depleted of their energy because it requires a lot of time, effort, passion, discipline, concentration, and dedication to be able to perform. They need to be able to replenish their vitality, creativity, and interest. Often these performers are deprived of the opportunity to receive personal care, proper nutrition, adequate sleep, recreational, and recovery time. They're under chronic stress and pressure to give excellent performances. That's what they're pressured to do. No matter what, they have to perform. No matter what challenges they may have, no matter what problems, illnesses, no matter what anxiety, fear that they are experiencing, it doesn't matter. They are pressured to perform. They're exposed to constant criticism, judgment, and ridicule by the public if they don't meet these standards. This makes them more vulnerable to experience burnout, tiredness, depression, nervous breakdowns, and substance abuse. Also, they are more prone to experience stress-related problems, which includes a compromised immune system. People often idolize and glorify them, but at the same time, the minute they don't meet the audience expectation, they are dehumanized, abused, and rejected. Performers are humans, and they are having the human experience like everybody else. They can have bad days and they can have good days. So on the good days, they can perform at their best. On their bad days, they may make mistakes. But unfortunately, people don't give them a pass. They don't make the exception. Like, you know, this person is a person. It's okay if they mess up sometime, right? So performer's fatigue, that's something that we see all the time when we watch performers. Whether they're athletes, they're entertainers, they're writers, we see them at work. And we think that it's easy, but no, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of energy to do this type of work. And because of that, they can experience performer's fatigue. Now, pregnancy and postpartum fatigue. During pregnancy, many women experience fatigue due to hormonal changes, pregnancy-related changes in stress. A parent, whether they're mother or father, can experience extreme fatigue after having a baby due to the stressful conditions of the postpartum period. Maybe the mother is experiencing some physical health issues. She's having some personal challenges. She has to recover from the pregnancy and the birth. So she has to adjust to having a new baby and the demands of having a new baby. Maybe she's lacking time to provide good self-care. She's not sleeping. She's not eating right. That can definitely produce fatigue. Now, pregnancy and postpartum fatigue is not just for the woman. A father can also experience that as well, especially if he's there experiencing the trauma and the sleep deprivation and all the problems that the pregnant mother may be going through. So definitely, we do have pregnancy and postpartum fatigue. Now, depression fatigue. People who battle depression can become emotionally, mentally, and physically fatigued from trying to function with this condition. They can experience other symptoms that contribute to being fatigued. They may have insomnia and they're not able to really practice good self-care. If they're not eating right, sleeping right, that can make their depression worse, which can cause them to be exhausted emotionally and mentally. Okay, we have victim fatigue. People who have suffered from some type of victimization, they can experience post-traumatic stress disorder that can lead to fatigue on all levels. Okay, if these people are victimized, they're domestic violence victims, sexual assault and rape victims, human trafficking and slavery victims, violent crimes victims, prisoners of war, you know, they've been falsely accused, they're victims of abject poverty and natural disaster, they definitely can suffer from victim fatigue. Now, racial battle fatigue, that's something that we got to talk about. Now, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention stated that racism is a threat to public health. People who are members of specific racial groups, specifically Black people and other people of color, are victims of racism. They suffer from fatigue dealing with constant stressors from a racist society that causes suffering and trauma. Now, they may be exposed to racial hostility and microaggression, chronic injustice, oppression, hatred, and violence, discrimination, false allegation and accusation, racial jokes and harassment, stereotype, bias and prejudice, systemic and institutionalized racism that deny their civil and human rights. It's been proven that chronic stress causes PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. It causes hypertension and cardiovascular problems. Ironically, Black people have a higher rate of these problems, and numerous research confirms that racial fatigue is associated with it. It's been proven that witnessing racial violence on social media or in person can be very traumatic and lead to fatigue. Most people who are not part of this group don't know how frustrating and difficult it is to confront these daily stressors due to race. They have to deal with blatant disrespect. They have to constantly prove themselves to be worthy or valuable. They have to deal with refuting false stereotypes. People assume that they have this problem. They're inferior. They're not good enough. They're less than. They constantly have to prove that that's not true. That's pretty stressful and traumatic to constantly have to prove your worth as a human being. They have to prove their intelligence and integrity. They have to depend on external validation. They have to have somebody validate them in order for them to be considered worthy. Somebody has to vouch for them. Oh yeah, he's a good person. Okay? They can't just be a good person because of their actions, because of who they are, because of their values. They have to have somebody else validate their worth. Right? They have to prove that they're professional. They have to constantly prove themselves. And sometimes they're constantly being challenged. Other people may sabotage them, scrutinize, criticize, and accuse them. And they have to constantly view derogatory and offensive images of their group. Now that creates a lot of stress. That creates a lot of frustration. They have to look at themselves being portrayed in a negative way. Sometimes they lack political representation. They are being censored and restricted. They can see the inequalities or inequities in education, healthcare, and housing. They have to deal with racial profiling just during their regular everyday activities. They have to deal with being invisible and ignored. So people from minority groups, especially Black people and people of color, they have to deal with racial fatigue. After a while, you get tired of having to deal with this every day. Every single day, you have to deal with the same thing. After a while, it becomes very tiring, taxing, and draining, right? Now, gender fatigue. We're dealing with gender fatigue. Biological born females and males can experience fatigue trying to live up to society's superficial standards. They say a biological male or female, they have to look this way, physical appearance. They have to take on these roles and responsibilities. They have these financial expectations of them. Okay, they have to live up to these sexual and relationship goals. And they have certain parental duties. Now, to deal with that can be very stressful. So they can have gender fatigue. Many of them face discrimination, inequality, or injustice because of their biological sex, especially women. They have to deal with misogyny and sexism. Many of these females face the following: gender violence, sexual assault and rape, domestic violence and incest, human trafficking and enslavement, forced arranged marriages and childhood brides, genital mutilation, child labor and servitude. So, yes. When it comes to gender fatigue, yes, women can face it. Now, men can also face gender fatigue. It's easy because as a man, they're expected to be strong all the time. They're expected to be masculine. They're expected to be aggressive. They're expected to defend women. So that can cause a lot of stress, all right? So they can also experience gender fatigue. Now, outrage fatigue. People who experience repeated and chronic negative experiences that trigger and provoke anger within them, they can develop outrage fatigue. These bad situations produce anxiety, frustration, disappointment, bitterness, and resentment, which can lead to fatigue. If somebody's always being abused and disrespected, mistreated, devalued, or exploited, these real life scenarios that are happening to some unfortunate individuals will lead them to experience outrage fatigue. However, on the other hand, some people are triggered to be outraged due to their imaginary or exaggerated situations. Yet they still suffer from some fatigue because they are delusional and actually believe they are real victims. These individuals are angry because they don't want to accept the facts and truth. They become offended or insulted when people disagree with their lies, manipulation, and deception. This can be a political agenda to use outrage as a tactic in order to get a specific outcome or result from people. In other words, individuals are given deliberate negative information to cause them to get angry, to cause them to go into a rage. These people are consciously unaware of this propaganda and experience fatigue due to mental and emotional exhaustion. Being chronically angry is very detrimental to the human mind and body. This high level of stress produces distress and anxiety that takes its toll on people's lives. Also, some people can experience outrage fatigue just by knowing or being aware of other people's negative experiences. If they see social injustice and inequality, they see political corruption, they see evil intention in criminal activities, they see immoral behavior and cruelty, that can cause them to go into a rage. And that is called outrage fatigue, right? So we have a lot of people who are outraged, and because of that, they get extremely tired. They go into a state of fatigue. Now, we also have sex fatigue. People who become extremely tired and sleepy after engaging in sexual intercourse may suffer from sex fatigue. There are many reasons why this may happen. Sex is a physical activity that involves cardiovascular workout, which increases blood pressure and blood flow. If a person is not in good physical health, this sexual act may cause them to become easily tired. The brain releases different types of hormones during sex, which can produce relaxation and sleepiness. Releasing emotional energy during sex can be physically exhausting for some people. If someone was already tired, stressed, or overwhelmed before having sex, they will definitely feel more drained after sex, which may lead to fatigue. Having sex late at night or waking up in the middle of the night to have sex can make some people feel exhausted because they don't get enough sleep. Now, people with some medical conditions may suffer from sex fatigue due to their poor health. If they have anemia, they're anemic, they have hormonal imbalance, heart and respiratory problems, they will definitely suffer from fatigue after sex. People who suffer from emotional and mental health issues can experience sex fatigue due to their conditions. If they suffer from anxiety, stress-related disorder, depression, and substance abuse, that can definitely cause them to be fatigued after sex. If they have unresolved or unsolved relationship problems, that can cause them to be tired and exhausted because it's a mental problem. If they're bored, they have boredom, and they are pressured to perform, this can also lead to being stressed out. And if they are stressed out, then they can experience fatigue. So sex fatigue is real. A lot of people don't know that's true, but after you have sex, you get so tired and exhausted you want to go to sleep. That's not a bad thing. But if you are so tired that you can't wake up the next morning, that you have to take 2 or 3 days to recover, then that's a problem. You may have a physical problem or a mental emotional problem that's causing you to experience sex fatigue. Now, combat. Or battle fatigue. Veterans who have participated directly in war conflicts develop anxiety-related disorder, which includes the following: hypersensitivity to noise, light, and movement, irritability, flashbacks and panic attacks, compulsive behaviors, isolation and withdrawal, aggressive and violent behaviors, sleep disturbances, which include sleeping too much, insomnia, nightmares, and battle dreams, emotional conflicts from witnessing inhumane conditions, brutality, destruction, and death. They experience emotional, mental, and physical fatigue. Now, this is something that's common. If you're going to war, you're going into a war zone, you're witnessing all these cruel acts against humanity, of course, you're going to have combat or battle fatigue. This is something that is a natural consequence of being exposed to inhumane conditions. All right? That's what it is. Combat or battle fatigue. That's what it is. Now, let's talk about war fatigue. Now, war fatigue is not dealing with veterans. It's not dealing with soldiers. It's dealing with common civilians. Okay, these people are exposed to war zones and they have to deal with all the negative impact of being in this situation. They experience fatigue due to this inhumane condition. They're there watching all the atrocities. They experience the loss of lives, the loss of their homes and their way of life. They're displaced. They experience starvation, diseases, sexual violence, and rapes. Their whole lives are destabilized. The destabilization of the family, destruction of their community, and they experience massive deprivation of life's basic necessities. These people can experience war fatigue. Now, this is something that's very common. People who are in war zones, sometimes we take things for granted. We think that, you know, we have problems because, you know, we can't work the job we like or we can't go to the movies. But there are people who are living in war zones. There are people who are living in really some horrific conditions. And sometimes it's not just a war from another country invading another country. Sometimes it's domestic terrorism. It's the war that's happening within people's communities. Sometimes people live in domestic violence communities. People live in gang feel communities. People live in crime-ridden communities. These things expose them to a disrupted environment, which have the same impact as if it was a war zone, right? So war doesn't have to be some foreign invader coming into your land and invading. It could just be having a very volatile, aggressive, unstable environment where people are suffering. Medical fatigue. People who have serious and chronic health problems become fatigued mentally and physically due to their condition. They have to deal with the physical limitations and social restrictions that normally occur when they have these disorders. Fatigue is a symptom that accompanies these diseases. The fatigue will go away once the disease is treated or cured. Right? So some people will have medical fatigue. Now, debt fatigue. Let's talk about the debt fatigue. Yes, people who are in financial debt become overwhelmed with making payments and they can't seem to get out of economic hardship. They got all kinds of problems. They got credit card debt, mortgage debt, loan debt. They become hopeless and they feel helpless to change their economic situation. These people can definitely experience debt fatigue. They just can't take it anymore. Now, these are some of the most common types of fatigue. Now, we don't have time to talk about all the fatigues, but anything that causes stress, anything that is traumatic, or anything that is overwhelming can deplete the body of its energy. That can lead to fatigue. This is something that is very common. So if you're experiencing fatigue all the time, you're tired, you're drained, you really have to look at your situation to see if one particular thing is causing your fatigue. And it can be a combination of things, all right? So now, very briefly, let's talk about how to deal with fatigue. How do you deal with fatigue? Now that we are aware of the different types of fatigues, how do we deal with it, right? The first thing is you have to acknowledge there's a problem with fatigue. Some people just don't know what's wrong with them. They're tired, they're drained all the time, they're exhausted, they can't even keep their eyes open. You have to acknowledge you have a problem because most people don't think it's a problem. Some people, they're so used to being in that state that it becomes normalized. People are used to living that way. They're used to being that way. So they don't see it as a problem. But the first thing in solving that problem, you have to acknowledge is a problem. You have to notice the symptoms and you have to find out what's the cause of this fatigue. Now, we just listed a whole range of things that could cause you to be fatigued. You have to review it, find out. Now, identify what type of fatigue you're dealing with. Now, it's very important because you have to know what type of fatigue you're dealing with in order to develop a plan of action. If you don't know what you're suffering from, if you don't know if your fatigue is from work, you don't know if it's from a medical problem, you don't know if it's from a bad relationship, you don't know if it's from the lack of sleep. If you don't know, how are you going to deal with it? How are you going to resolve it? How are you going to develop a plan of action? So you have to identify what type of fatigue you're experiencing. Now, obviously, if it's medically induced, you got to go and get a medical checkup. And once they give you a medical checkup, then they can prescribe you a treatment. And once you get your treatment, then the fatigue will go away. Now, it's always good to practice good self-care. That includes eating nutritional meals and maintaining proper hydration. No matter what's the cause of your fatigue, it won't hurt you to practice good self-care. Now, that will definitely help you deal with the stressors that are causing you the fatigue. All right? It won't hurt. It's going to help you. Okay? Do regular exercise. It's very important to help the body maintain. All right? Help the body stay healthy with regular exercise. Daily walks if you can. Exposure to daily sunlight. Maintain proper body weight. Manage your stress and reduce anxiety. Eliminate unrealistic expectations and the need to be perfect, because that's what leads a lot of people to exhaustion, because they are pushing the limit. They're pushing themselves to be perfect, and that requires a lot of energy. So you have to learn how to set realistic expectations for yourself. Now, prevent sleep deprivation. You got to get some sleep. Get the right amount of sleep for you. You have to figure out how much sleep do you really need. If you get 7 to 8 hours and you see that you don't have any more fatigue, then you know that you need 7 to 8 hours. If you get 5 or 6 and you notice that you don't have any more fatigue, then 5 or 6 hours will do for you. But if you're getting 5 or 6, 3 or 4, and you are not functionable, you are extremely exhausted and tired all the time, obviously that's not enough sleep. You got to figure out what's enough for you. Okay? Now, get mental health counseling and services for any problems. If you're suffering from any type of emotional and mental health problems, you need to get some help. Because if you don't get any help, that is going to perpetuate your fatigue. Now, have positive affirmation. If you have to go write your own personal positive affirmation, or you have to go look it up and recite some previously written positive affirmation, you should do it, because that will help you boost your self-esteem, your self-confidence. It will help you become a better person. And you can engage in positive self-talk. Always try to encourage yourself, inspire yourself, motivate yourself. Okay? Get emotional support from friends, families, coworkers, therapists, counselors. Get some emotional support. Now, if you can get it for free, it's even better. The best thing is to tap into your support system. Okay? You have family, you have friends, you have church members, you have coworkers, you have neighbors, you have children, you have parents. Tap into these emotional support systems. We need people. We need to be in a good place. We need to be in a good state. And sometimes we can't do it by ourselves. We need help. If necessary, join a support group. Develop more self-compassion and practice mindful living. Engage in meditation, prayers, yoga, holistic lifestyle. Get training and education. Okay, obtaining personal resiliency. Get education on personal resiliency, improving your coping skills, and managing distressful situations. Sometimes, if we don't know, we need to learn. And the only way we could do that is go take a class. Go get some education. There's a lot of free information on the internet. A lot of free information. Go and tap into that free information. A lot of people are offering free lectures, free workshops. Okay? Now, remove caffeine from your diet if you can, because sometimes that can deplete your energy. Drink less alcoholic beverages if you can. And don't use illegal drugs. And don't abuse prescription drugs. All these things will help you We talk about fatigue. That's what we do. We talk and we talk. We talk about how tired we are all the time. Now it's time for us to do something about it. We have to identify it and we have to solve the problem so we can have the energy that we need to enjoy life to the fullest. Thank you.